7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
What? No Yanny. You're Yanny, baby. Alright, the big question is, where did I put it? This gonna fly? Okay, here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee, and hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I have a bug in my ear. Not literally. I have to check something. I have this idea. And is this a good idea? I don't know. Okay. Is this gonna fly? Yeah, maybe? Wait a minute. Okay, so here's what you need to know. I am thinking about going up to the bar tonight to improvise some kind of thing. Because tonight's open mic night. And what I want to do is I kind of want to take... How does this work? I don't know. This takes some explanation. But basically, I want to take one of my modules up to the bar tonight, so I can use it with this 4093 synthesizer and just make some crap up. But I don't want to take my whole modular rack up to the bar. So I was thinking, oh, there's no other way. Well, yeah, there is another way I can do it. I could use Florian's old case to put the module I want to use in, and then blah, 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 shedanguins. Is that a thing? Yeah, maybe. So I just had to pull the case out. And I left the case in a box in a closet. And so now here we have it. And we've got ourselves a power supply and the case. And now I'm trying to figure out if I can actually... Captive nuts. What is this wire? I understand that this is the power, but what the hell is this? Oh, that's the audio output for the... Okay, yeah. Things are starting to come back to me. Now the big question is, do I want to go through the effort of taking that one module out of the rack just to drop it in here? Is it going to be a pain to take out of the rack? I don't know. That I just don't know. But that is something I'm probably going to find out later this afternoon. it'll be an interesting experiment. Okay, so out of the old studio we go. And back into the other room. Who's sitting down here? Yeah, hi. So, did I mention that I have a cat? Well, what is it, Gazingans? Do you want to get some kitty water? Okay, come on. Oh, we've already poured the water a few times today, but we're going to walk really slowly into the bathroom now. And I'm going to check outside. I'm just going to push the curtains aside. See if my marmot is still outside. I don't see him. Okay, now we got to do the kitty water. All right, so we pour out the old kitty water. I think everybody knows what's going on. We do this every damn day now. As soon as I start talking on the radio, that's when the cat says, oh, it's time for kitty water. It must be 1930 UTC. What does UTC stand for? Kitty water time. Okay, so yeah, we gotta drink and cat. That's good. I got sinus issues, so it's another very sniffly day. But the good news is we can now make our way over here. Ooh, into the synth zone. What kind of synth shall we do? Let's play with the new thing. And when I say the new thing, I do of course mean this 4093 quote synthesizer end quote. I would classify it more as an oscillator, but you know, for some people a single oscillator counts as a synthesizer. So what is this thing? This is just a single 4093 chip. It's got some NAND gates on it. It's got three oscillators, and that's it. And a volume. You can switch in the oscillators. But more importantly, it has a CV input. And the CV input is also a power input. So if you want to use the CV, you have to turn the power to this unit off. It's very unusual. Very unusual, he says. But it sounds kind of cool, so listen to this. Yeah, I kind of like it. I kind of like it a lot. And, but what do you do with it? The question is, well, how can we make this into a thing that is fun for all the girls and boys? Well, the trick here is obviously we run modulation into it. And so what you're hearing is basically random square waves. It's just, you know, random voltage. Stepped random voltage. So... yeah, that's fun. And when you hear those pauses, when you hear it not play, it's not resting, it's actually trying to play a note that's out of range. It's too low. And so you don't hear anything. Because this is weird. This is not a normal CV that's going to react to, you know, 0 to 5 volts or 0 to 12 or 10 or anything. No, this is a weird thing where the minimum is about 4, but it's not... a known quantity, and the upper limit is not known, but it's presumed to be 12 volts. So, what are you thinking about doing tonight, Tub? Well, I'm thinking about taking this up, and the thing that's driving it, which is my, you know, modulation source. And I just was thinking, we'll just take that, but probably got to take the mixing board too, which means now we gotta probably take the damn effects processor too, because once we add effects, it sounds kinda cool. Yeah, I think you can see why I like it. It's kind of cool. I have to admit, it's kind of cool. And it's kind of cheap. And it's kind of small. And you can slap it together really fast. And it looks like it's made to be built into an Altoids can. But who knows? What am I going to put mine in? This isn't mine. The one that I'm demonstrating, I do not actually own. This is, well, it's the demo model, and it's going to go to somebody. Okay, now the cat just, hi. Now the cat is standing over the synthesizer in front of me, and I cannot operate it or use it in any way. Why don't you move your fluffy butt? That would be nice. That would be nice for all the girls and boys and all the listeners of the Dubious Cat Butt Committee. Yeah, I'm talking about you. It's all about you, gazingans. Anyway, this thing is really fun because you don't sequence it with a sequencer, you sequence it with modulation. So let's do some weird stuff. Let's just do a weird thing here real quick. I can give you an example of why this is so fun. So we'll go, let's do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. And then we'll go 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, and then we'll leave the last one blank. Okay, we'll stick it in there. Let's hear our new thing. Let's slow it down. We'll be right back. this is this getting to be a little bit too much? Let's go back to, oops, I pushed the wrong button. Okay, let's go back to all random. And I got it on smooth. So it's just going zoom, zoom. Alright, let's take that back to random notes. I'm starting to think maybe I do want to take the entire rack up to the bar tonight, because then we could just have some drums. Drums are always nice. I could repatch this. I could do any number of things. Any number. Oh. I don't know. I guess I'll give this some more thought this afternoon. I think I'll throw this switch. Ho ho. Do 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 do. Alright, let's just see if we can tune it to something. Can we tune it to itself?
Thank you. What the hell, damn guy? Okay. Part of this is I'm starting to get impressed with this thing. It's so nothing. It's just a board, a chip, three switches, four pots, and a couple of jacks, four capacitors, four resistors, something like that. This retails for a reasonable price. It's less than $40. But don't think that you can spend $40 and get this sound. Because this is also being affected by a very cheap effects processor, don't get me wrong, but we're driving it with a very expensive gear. Well, piece of gear. What does this cost? Like $450? Jeez. But it sounds cool. Yeah, so I was just thinking about taking this up to the bar and just doing some dumb noodling, just like you're hearing now. And maybe throw some more drone on it. Should I unpatch all this crap so we can do a thing tonight? Maybe I will do that. And here's the weird part. Here's the really weird part. I'm also thinking about shaving. Not because I want to look cool, but because my face is itchy. Anywho, as much as I'd love to stick around and hang out with you guys for a while, I gotta tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. But this, my friends, is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me.
Obviously.
The end of the line, yes.
Doom. The people